Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of B is for Betsy by Carolyn Haywood, narrated by Stina Nielsen.
Chapter 1. Betsy goes to school and finds a big surprise. Betsy lay in her little white bed. She had been awake a long time. Outside her window, the birds were calling good morning to each other, but Betsy did not hear them. All summer long, she had jumped out of bed as soon as her eyes were open. She had always run to the window and thrown sunflower seeds out to the birds for their breakfast. But this morning, Betsy was so busy feeling unhappy that she forgot all about the birds. Betsy was unhappy because today was the first day of school. She had never been to school, and she was sure she would not like it. Old Ned, who cut the grass on Grandfather's farm, had told her all about school. Betsy had never told anyone what old Ned had told her, but now she lay thinking about it. She thought of the cross old teacher, and of the switch that had stood in the corner to be used on the legs of any child who might be late for school. She thought of the high, pointed cap made of paper that old Ned had been made to wear when he didn't know his spelling. Old Ned had stroked his grizzly beard and said, "Aye, yes, school was a terrible place." Betsy turned her head on the pillow. Now she could see her clothes lying on her bedroom chair. There was her new green dress with the little puffy pockets. It was such a pretty dress, but Betsy wished that she did not have to go to school in it. She leaned far over the side of her bed to see if she could see her new shoes.